Banff. The town of Banff plans to return to a traditional parade and a pyrotechnics display for Canada Day next year and beyond. There are also plans for a low-level pyrotechnics show for New Year's Eve again this year. However, the town of Banff will change its plans for December 31 and July 1 if Parks Canada rules against pyrotechnic shows in Banff National Park. Officials say they have applied for a restricted activity permit to Parks Canada and are waiting on a decision. If Parks Canada finds negative environmental impacts, they say the municipality will withdraw its New Year's Eve application and adopt a no pyrotechnics and fireworks policy, and explore other displays such as drone shows recently allowed in Jasper. They are reviewing and have been reviewing pyrotechnics and fireworks displays within the national park, said Jason Dara, Communications and Marketing Director for the Town of Banff. Every year we apply for a restricted activity permit and their assessment of environmental impact is ongoing as we speak. In 2018, the town of Banff moved away from traditional commercial high-altitude display fireworks to special effects pyrotechnics at municipally organized events in order to minimize the impacts and stress on wildlife. This was based on great recommendation from Bow Valley naturalists about impacts on wildlife and also benefits to domestic animals in town, said Dara. A traditional Canada Day parade will also return next year, complete with vehicle-pulled floats. But non-fossil fuel participants, such as marching bands, mounted horse displays, mascots, dance and music performances, bicycles and wheeled riders and floats pulled by hand and bicycle will be encouraged. We, of course, will encourage muscle power for participation in the parade, but we will also allow vehicle parade participants, said Dara. The town of Banff moved away from the traditional Canada Day parade in 2020 due to COVID-19 public health restrictions and concerns for safety with big crowds. When the July 1 celebrations resumed, the activities were distributed throughout the town site, with marching bands and performers in different locations. Mayor Corey DeMano gave kudos to town staff for adapting Canada Day activities during the pandemic. I really want to thank administration for working through the pandemic years to put a celebration together and to look at new approaches as we came out of the pandemic, she said. The planned parade route for next year will follow the traditional approach on Banff Avenue, with staging on adjacent streets. Dara said enhanced communications and traffic diversion will be required to manage the impact of the road closures and traffic delays. Increased traffic flaggers will help manage east-west traffic movement, a critical issue in previous years, he said. The Canada Day parade will also be scheduled to fit around the town of Canmore's parade in order to share parade performers. A width restriction will be implemented for floats regardless of whether the downtown pedestrian zone is continued or not. Council will be talking about the pedestrian zone during its review of municipal services and programs.